Crime Watch on KFM.
With Manguard Plus, Ladytown Business Park, Nace. We keep it secure and safe 24 hours a day. 045 408 300.
And I am joined now in studio by Community Garda, Sarah O'Sullivan from Nace Garda Station. Sarah, lovely to see you. It's actually lovely seeing people.
Yeah. Sarah, thanks for having me in.
So there's a few things that have gone on. So I'm going to go looking at your report. One of the first ones was a burglary in Nace. What happened here?
Yeah, Tara. So between midday and 1pm on the 4th of June, a house in the Lakelands area of Nace was burgled. The culprit gained entry by forcing open the front door. The house was ransacked and luckily nothing of value was taken, but Nace Gardaí are now appealing for anybody who might have been in the area or seen anything suspicious in the General Lakelands estate to call Nace Garda Station on 045 884 300.
Okay, and another was actually another burglary, and this happened in Newbridge.
Yeah, so in Newbridge on the same date, on the 4th of June, between the hours of 10 and 12, 10pm, a house in the Great Connell area was broken into. The front door and window were damaged, with entry gained through the front window. An item of jewellery and €210 cash was stolen from the house. A suspicious silver BMW was spotted in the area at the time, and Newbridge Gardaí are appealing for any witnesses to contact the Garda Station on 045 440 180. Now, both the Nace and the Newbridge burglaries have similar MOs, and Gardaí are of the opinion that they are linked, so are very eager to get as much information as possible to, in relation to any suspicious behaviour noted in Lakelands or Great Connell, especially the silver BMW that was seen in the area.
Okay, and of course, if there's any dashcam footage or anything, that 100%. Would all help.
Yeah.
Okay, and now this was actually a burglary in Selbridge, and is this on the 4th of June also?
This was in the early hours of 4th of June as well. Yeah, we were unsure if there's a link here in regards to this one. However, an alarm was activated at 3am at the Selbridge Snooker Club in Dublin, on the Dublin Road in Selbridge, and upon arrival the owner noticed that the shutter was pushed up and that access was gained to the premises through the front door. €250 of petty cash was taken from the till, and now Selbridge Gardaí are appealing for any witnesses if anybody noticed anything suspicious in the area at the time to call the Garda Station on 01 62 88 222.
Okay, now another instance, we're going back to Nace, unauthorised taking of a vehicle.
Yeah, Tara, so in the early hours of the 5th of June, Gardaí responded to reports of vehicles being broken into within the Orchard housing estate on the Salins Road at roughly 3:20am. Two separate vehicles had been interfered with in an attempt to steal the vehicles by multiple males. These males left the scene in a blue 192 Volkswagen Golf, which is believed to now be operating on clone plates. The vehicle went in the Clane direction, and Gardaí are appealing for any witnesses or dashcam footage to please call Nace Garda Station on 045 884 300.
Okay, and then it's National Slowdown Day. That's today.
Yeah, Tara. So National Slowdown Day, the 10th of June 2026, is today. The second National Slowdown Day is underway. The day of action will be focusing on speeding offences across the country. So coming into the summer months, the improving weather and road conditions can lead to increased risk taking, such as driving at excess speeds. Any increase in speed contributes significantly to the severity of a road traffic collision. So the aim and objective of today's operation is to maintain a highly visible presence on the road network and to operate speed checkpoints at high-risk locations within local divisions. Gardaí will be supported by mobile safety camera vans operated by GoSafe, and on Garda Síochána continues to urge all road users to comply with road traffic legislation and drive responsibly to help prevent serious collisions and to save lives.
That's great, Sarah. And now the other thing is, you were making a note about the coming into the summer once, that, you know, that improved weather can increase risks, I suppose, of the speed that you've pointed out. But the other thing, I suppose, is the sun in your eyes, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. And that's kind of why we want road users to slow down and just obey the laws that are there in place, just to keep everybody safe. I just have one more thing there, Tara, just in relation to good police work. While we're on the topic of kind of road traffic offences, on Garda Síochána in the Kildare Division have intensified road safety enforcement operations on a day-to-day basis, resulting in the impounding of 49 vehicles in the last 7 days alone. The vehicles were seized with the assistance from the Mobility Device app, and the vehicles were seized due to multiple offences, including no insurance, no motor tax, and unaccompanied learner permit holders. As well as this, 12 motorists have been arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence of alcohol and drugs. So it just goes to show in the last 7 days that roads policing especially has been on the up.
Yeah, so it's busy, and yeah, and I suppose it's just, isn't it, appealing to drivers, just to think twice before, getting into the car.
Exactly, and the way the weather is these days, it's wet and then it's dry. We've had very flippant weather, so especially coming into the summer months, we just want people to be careful.
Be careful, and the other thing is sometimes when you get a bit of a dry spell and then that heavy rain, you can have a bit of oil on the road and it can be a bit slippier, so it's just taking caution, isn't
100%.
It? 100%. Okay.
Could I just finish on...
Absolutely.
Finish on St Conlon's Park on Saturday.
Yeah, what's going on?
We've two big matches on Saturday in Conlon's Park. We've Kildare versus Kerry.
Of course, sorry. I was like, what's going on? Of course. I thought you were talking about it. Yeah. No, we do. It's going to be busy.
It is going to be very busy. So on Garda Síochána as well, the stewards will be operating diversions. The Kildare versus Kerry senior ladies kick off at 3 p.m. and the men kick off at 5:30. So there'll be free parking for ticket holders on the day at the Whitewater Shopping Centre and St Conlon's Primary School on the Naas Road. So as I said, there will be diversions in place, and Gardaí are asking members of the public to follow the direction of Gardaí and stewards on the day. There's further information up on Garda Síochána Kildare, their Facebook page. And we just wish all the players, officials and supporters a safe, enjoyable day. And I want to say up Kildare.
Up Kildare.
Up Kildare.
Yeah, you're not biased now.
No, not at all.
Well, it is KFM, so of course we're up Kildare. Thank you so much, Sarah.
Thanks, Dara.
Crime Watch on KFM.
With Manguard Plus, Ladytown Business Park, Naas, PSA licensed. 045 408 300 or manguardplus.ie.